صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our classes with سورة البقرة about the dowry, about the divorce. And this is, as I said before, this is very complicated topic. Most of the people in the masajid, they don't want to open this topic, because actually they speak about the soft material. But alhamdulillah, Masjid Manhattan, we're facing all the trouble, because you must study the Sharia in order to speak with the people. But if you come with your own mind, and you have like something, a piece of a stone in your brain or in your mind, you never gonna learn. Islam is the Quran and Sunnah, like the Imam Sheikh, Dalawar Hussein, his book about the bid'ah. His book about, we have the Sunnah clear in the front of us, but the people, they wanna replace it with the bid'ah. Doesn't work like this. Now, we give you a brief summary in 2-3 minutes. In order to be with me, some of you were with us yesterday. We said before, the man, he married the woman, and he married her physically. He has a contact with her. He married because an-nikah, the word of an-nikah. Nikah in Islam meaning two things: only contracts without physical contacts, and the contract and the physical contact to be in privacy with the woman. That's both of them called nikah. Even if you make a only contract of marriage, that's called nikah. That's your wife. So we say, if you married the woman and you have a physical contact with her and you divorce her, she is entitled to get all the dowry. If you did not pay the woman the dowry yet, you owe the woman the dowry, because you have a physical contact, the whole dowry, all the gifts, everything belongs to her because you have a physical contact with her. Is that clear, Asad? Number two. This is actually for the one, if you go for number three in the beige, it will show you that. Beige. In the page number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, 241. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaitan rajim. You're not going to go for French. Okay. While my brother is sitting over there and he knows French, but he doesn't want to work with us. Surah Al-Baqarah, he has an excellent French. 241. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَلِلْمُطَلَّقَاتِ مَتَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. If you find in a word of mata', you have meme. متاعٌ, it should be two dhamma. متاعٌ, nun, تنوين. But you cancel the تنوين, then you cancel the nun, the تنوين, because it's follow the third word start with ba. When you find تنوين, متاعٌ, you shouldn't say متاعٌ, because the second third بالمعروف. The new tanween became a turned iqlab, turned to be mean. Mata'un bil ma'ruf haqqan 'ala al muttaqin.
Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow, 241. And for divorced women is a provision according to what is acceptable, a duty upon the righteous.
A duty what?
Upon the righteous.
That means you have no option. And if you die and you did not give the woman her dowry, which you promised her before the marriage. Because some of the people, they need to marry, and they said, can I delay the dowry, the bridal money later, I give it to you, and he died. Before you distribute his inheritance of his property between the members, you must cut this amount and you give it to the wife. That's belonging to her, because you have a physical contact for her, or you promise her, or you describe the dowry at the time you married her. So this is show you, it is very important that you give the woman her dowry. It is duty over the righteous people. Allah said, righteous people, al-muttaqeen. Because if you are not muttaqi, if you are not righteous, He said, excuse me, I spend all, I bought food for you, I bought clothes for you, I support you, I give you apartment and so, and you want to eat her dowry. It doesn't work like this. You have to give it to her. That is very important. Watch out if you owe your wife any dowry. You must give it to her before you die, because it's like a loan. You borrow the money from her, and the dowry should be given to the girl, not to her family members. Because toward her private part. She give you her private part. Toward that, she entitled to have a dowry. Is that clear, my brother? That's the first case. Yesterday we spoke about ayah number 236. And we found, if you married the woman, the second case, with only the contract of marriage without touching her, you will touch her later, because you prepare your furniture, you prepare your apartment. And he told her, we going actually to marry later. So you made the contract of marriage. She became your wife, but temporary, until you open your house and you take your wife with you. So if this is the case number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَهُمْ مُتْعَةٌ. He divorces the woman before you have physical contact. She entitled for gift provisions. How we estimate the gift? According to his position. He's rich or he's poor. If he's rich and he has a good job, exactly you have to take exactly to be estimate, to give estimate for the bridal money or the dowry according to his position. He's rich or poor. And if he's poor, we're going to give him exactly to discuss it with him about the dowry, the gift, according to his capability, his situation. He has a good income or not income. And this is will be according to the tradition of the people.
Compromise.
Exactly. Number two, this is to, because why she entitled for gifts? If you did not mention the dowry at the time you married a girl, you could do that. And we found from our class yesterday, dowry is not a condition of the marriage. But the woman entitled for this money. Entitled, wajib, obligation. But it's not exactly, somebody came to me, I need to marry your daughter without mahr. And the father accepted and the girl accepted. The marriage is, the contract of marriage is right. The contract of marriage is right, inshallah ta'ala. So if you make the contract of marriage and you did not describe the dowry, you did not mention it, you could forget, or you did not mention it at all, and you divorced the woman, what happened? She entitled for what? Mut'a. Mut'a is mean gift provision. It will be estimated according to the family, according to the position, according to whatever it is. Today is our class, Surah Al-Baqarah 237. Surah number 2, let's say the opposite side. Then case number 3. Surah Al-Baqarah 237. Number 2 in a beige. A'udhu billahi minash shayatin rajeem. وَإِن طَلَّقْتُمُوهُنَّ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَمَسُّوهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً فنصف ما فرضتم إلا أن يعفون أو يعفو الذي بيده عقدة النكاح أو أن تعفوا أقرب للتقوى ولا تنسوا الفضل بينكم إن الله بما تعملون بصير.
سورة البقرة 237. And if you divorce them before you have touched them, and you have already,
before what?
You have touched them.
He did not touch her yet. No physical contact yet.
And you have already specified for them an obligation.
And you did not. And you specified dowry. I want to marry actually your daughter for the dowry $10,000, $100,000. You mentioned the dowry at the time of the contract of marriage. I let me marry your daughter for dowry such and that so and so and so. It'll be actually will be obligation upon you now.
And give half of what you specify.
Okay, you divorce the woman now. He did not have physical contact. No real marriage, Lo Mustafa, no real marriage. and he divorces a woman and you already at the time of the contract of marriage, you mention the dowry, she's entitled to how many?
Half.
She take half of the dowry. This is the duty. We are not playing with the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because everybody tried to be smart. Even with a Christian woman, even with the Jewish woman who we are allowed to marry. I discussed it with Yaqub yesterday about the marriage of the non-Muslim, Christian and Jew. And one of the brothers told me the tradition in Africa, I don't know this language, I don't want to hear it. That my people, my group, my family, my so and so, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear the Quran and Sunnah. That was a dalil. Because most of us who grow up according to the tradition. My father, my mother, my grandmother, my so, my uncle, I don't know this language. You tell me, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the one I take it. And you give it to me as evidence. Now, she's entitled for half if you divorce the woman and you already mention the dowry at the time of the contract. You make the contract and you did not have physical contact. And for some reason, you left the woman. You cause harm for the woman. Is that right, Sheikh, or not?
Yes.
You cause harm for her or not?
Yes.
You damage the woman or not? People will question, why he divorced her? Why they don't complete the marriage? You cause exactly the girl, all of the community, that they get something wrong with the girl. If the son, another husband need to intend to marry this girl, he will be blocked. Why? Because people start to speak. Why her husband divorced her? And this is the most danger for any girl whom she has a contract of marriage and you divorce her without sometimes actually they are different in opinion. Sometimes actually they are so and so for issue, money issue. You understand, to build the house. You understand? I have exactly limited salary. I'm going to make only two rooms. No, the mother-in-law, unfortunately, watch about the mother-in-law. Mother-in-law is very strong. I need four rooms. You have to build a house for her for four rooms. What I'm going to do for four rooms? Me and her. No, I need four rooms with furniture. It make it difficult for men, subhanallah. So the marriage is broken, the contract of marriage broken. So if you mention the dowry, she entitled to have half of it. And if you don't give it to her, women actually are entitled to go to the courts and ask the judge, Islamic judge, we don't talk about here, Islamic judge, to give her rights. She's entitled for half of the dowry. He said $50,000 before, she's entitled for $25,000 without any physical contact. Continue.
Unless they forego the right, or the one in whose hand is the marriage contract foregoes it. And to forego it is nearer to righteousness. And do not forget graciousness between you. Indeed, Allah of whatever you do is seeing.
Beautiful. Look at this, very important. Allah, He show us in the Quran. In this great ayat in the Tafsir al-Tabari, because I always love the Tafsir al-Tabari, Ibn Abbas and radiallahu anhuma, he said, all right, except that the people, the wali of the girl, the guardian of the girl, he said exactly, go ahead, may Allah make it easy for you, I don't need anything from you. So he pardoned, he forgave, he doesn't want to take it, or the one who hold the nikah in his hand. Who's the one, the owner of the nikah? The husband. He said exactly, no, I know I caused the trouble for you. I know actually, because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said exactly, haqqan ala al-muttaqeen. Is the right, haqqan, right over the righteous people, those who fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He told them, I know I caused damage for you. So whatever I did, decide the dowry, it's belonging to you. I don't need anything. So he forgive. So either come from the family member of the girl or from the wali, of course, because the wali is exactly the guardian for her. And they, or himself. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala say, وَلَا تَنْسُوا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ لَا تَنْسُوا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. And to forego, it is nearer to the righteous, and do not forget graciousness between you. Do not forget this. When you come to the girl to marry her, He was very nice, polite. And actually, the girl welcomed you. And how many times they may invite you for food? A lot, in order to honor you. How many times they invite you for food? And you was very good, both of you, and suddenly became enemy. So Allah remind them, do not forget the graciousness exactly amongst yourself. The good, the kindness, between yourself. Be Allah bima ta'amaloon. Indeed Allah of whatever you do is seeing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know that's three cases now. I have another case. Another case, it is, you had a contract of marriage, number one. Number two, you have a physical contact, but you never mentioned the dowry. Here exactly have a contact now. The two cases and the two ayat, you, without touching her. This case, I'm saying exactly, if you married the woman with a contract of marriage, and you have a physical contact, and you became in privacy with her, but he never mentioned the dowry, and he divorced this girl. How is she going to get the money? How is she going to get exactly the money? The woman, she will be entitled to nafaqa, which you call it, according to English language, alimony. And alimony, it changed actually with a different opinion between the scholars. Majority of the ulama to give her alimony during her iddah, the prescribed period. And we're going to speak about the iddah later. A woman after divorce, she has to wait for a term, a time being, in order to be released from you. It depends if she has menses, she doesn't have menses. Exactly if she pregnant or not pregnant, we're going to take this later. But during her iddah, you support her food, clothes, apartment, or house, everything during her iddah. Average for most of the time, 3 months, if she has menses or not menses. Not menstruations. So, she's entitled to have alimony. Plus, if you did not mention the dowry early, that mentioned the dowry early, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said 1 year. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, you should support the woman after divorce if you have a physical contact for how many?
1 year.
1 year. Clothes, food, apartment. You cannot kick her out from her house. You cannot kick her from apartment for 1 year. That's according to Abu Hanifa. And you know, most of the country, they follow the Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. You understand? I have to be honest with you. With the most easy school, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Now, so what happened after that? So how we estimate the dowry now? He never mentioned the dowry at the time of the marriage. It will be actually according to similar. Her sister, she married before. How much her sister she got? Her cousin female, she got like $5,000, $10,000. So you estimated the mahr, she's entitled for dowry. If you married a girl without mentioning the dowry, she and you divorced the woman after the physical contact, after the privacy, and you divorce her, she's entitled to two things. Number one, the dowry which you did not mention it early at the time to marry her in the time of contract. Number two, she's entitled for alimony. Nafaqa, call it nafaqa, to support the woman with food, with clothes, with everything. Is that clear, my brother? Anybody confused?
For 1 year,
exactly according to Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Ahmad, he said, no, during the period, or during the waiting period, when the woman waiting until she became released from her husband. And I like to show you something here. When you divorce the woman, when she became in that time or the waiting term until she became released, she's still your wife. You just only say the word of divorce. Most of the cases, the woman, she take her luggage and to go to her family. You, my beloved sister, you still his wife. He could get you back any time he wants. Any time, because the most of the time the man, he divorces a woman when he became what?
Angry.
Did you ever see somebody he divorces what? Honey, I love you. You go, you are divorced. Nobody. You divorces a woman when you became angry. She did something and he didn't like it. Then you couldn't control yourself. You shouldn't play with the word of the divorce. Allah give you, has chosen you to actually to have the divorce in your hand. Do not play with the law of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Because he gave it to you, you have to control yourself. Where's my socks? You don't have a sock color? Go, you are divorced. Where is, you did not iron my shirt? Yeah? Just talk for Allah azim. Go, you are divorced. Do not treating the woman with a divorce, because Allah has chosen you. Exactly this. You need all this stuff for yourself. May Allah bless you. So what happened is, she still, you may divorce the woman in the morning and you go outside and you come back and she go and they take a shower and she dress a nice clothes and she pass by in front of you. Astaghfirullah, that's my baby. How come it's stupid? Why I divorced this baby? Exactly. That's why the woman recommended the woman all the time to be qualified for her husband, to beautify herself for her husband. Because you break in the heart of the husband when you became in a big, in a nice pictures. When you beautify yourself, nice pijam, nice so-and-so, comb your hair, yes, not with a clothes which is followed by garlic and onion. You have to actually, the woman, she has to be smart. Now, the man actually divorced her in the morning, and by afternoon, he written, I'm sorry, darling. Okay, what happened? Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said, give her over. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah first exactly said, woman shouldn't leave the house. He shouldn't leave the house because you still his wife. You became ex-wife after you complete the term, the waiting list, waiting term.
90 days.
90 days or average like this, or three time of purifications of the ministrations. You still his wife. Do not go outside. Number two, exactly, you can get her by any cup of water or cup of milk. If she accepts it from you, because sometimes she refuses, you became a nightmare for her. Because we have some brothers, they turn the life of the woman to a nightmare day and night. Day and night, the woman became in a horrible life. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. You have to fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Prophet said in Khutbah al-Wada', he mentioned in the last khutbah in Arafah, he said, "Usikum bin nisa'i khayra." I advise you to treat your woman kindly. فَقَدْ أَخَسْتُمُهُنَّ بِأَمَانِ اللَّهِ. You take them with the safety of Allah. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِإِسْمِ اللَّهِ. Or بِإِسْمِ اللَّهِ, and you use their private part by the name of Allah. Let me marry me according to the book of Allah. That's it. And the sunnah of Rasulullah. The marriage is done. So don't that use actually this what Allah gave it to you to treating the woman. Haram, ya akhi. You don't want her? After you divorce her, let her complete the term, the waiting term, and then after that, go. May Allah make it easy for you, and may Allah provide you, and may Allah provide her, but do not treat the woman. That's actually what we need, inshallah ta'ala. We're going to continue the page. I didn't have half time. Subhanallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to granting all of us knowledge. Islam is knowledge. Islam, not exactly because sometimes the father get involved. Wallahi, you will never come back to him. Wallahi, you are not going to exactly to stay with him. Ya akhi, fear Allah. The righteous man, after he found the divorce, he took his daughter and offered it to her husband. Go and so and so. The Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he used to hold the hand of Fatima, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the daughter of Umar. He used to point to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, "That's your Jannah and that's your fire." He said, "How come a father had Jannah?" The Prophet, he became Jannah and fire. He said, "Yes, if you obey him, you will enter the paradise. And if you disobey him, there will be fire waiting for you." We ask Allah Ta'ala to provide in Amab. Before you leave, I don't speak about the sister in Masjid Manhattan. they are completely in Iman, they are righteous women. I'm talking about the woman outside, not the woman in Masjid Manatin. And please, I need some guards before I leave exactly the Masjid. I need somebody for protection. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. If you have question, I'm here ان شاء الله. بارك الله فيك. شكرا شيخ. جزاك الله خير يا اخي. بارك الله فيك.